This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A guy named Anthony is on the phone to do a second date update, and he met his date the old-fashioned way at the club.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Got his bell-bottoms on, slicked back his hair. Couple gold chains.
Sounds like you're talking about the disco, sir.
Mm-hmm. Doing the sprinkler on the dance floor, attracting all the ladies.
Goodness, how could anyone just even saying that turns me on?
Well, he said he met her at the club, and I'm just assuming that's the kind of guy Anthony is. I don't know that because I haven't really talked to him yet. Anthony, is that your game?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. You wearing bell bottoms at the club?
You know what? That night I might have been. I was taking all kinds of advice from everybody. I don't know what I was doing.
It was a wild night then.
Yeah, I mean, it was a friend's birthday party. It was my first time going out like that in a while, and I guess it just kind of got out of control. We all did, but normally I'm the guy who keeps it together, and I was definitely not doing that.
Was she someone that was in your group of friends that you hadn't really known before, or is this somebody that you just met at the club, like a random?
I think she was a friend of a friend.
Was a good night. I see.
So, because I'm trying to remember, because it was easy enough to start talking to her. I don't entirely remember how that happened, but it seemed easy enough as if we were there for the same party. But I don't know who she's connected to at
okay.
this point. None of my friends knew her.
How much do you know about her at all?
All I remember is I thought she was really funny, and she looked at me like she was interested in what I had to say.
Okay. And do you know her name?
Yeah, her name is Deanna. She had a great smile, and I mean, the problem is I remember about, let's say, 60% of the night. You know what I mean? Like, I have a vague idea of how it went.
Okay, so you got hammered then.
Yeah, man, there was a special that night. It was like Long Island iced tea for three.
Oh, that gives me a headache just you even saying that.
Long Island iced teas are terrible.
Oh, God.
And the worst part was the bartender, I remember his name was Brendan, and I started calling him B all night because I kept saying, Long Island iced tea for three, B. And he kept
saying, oh, man.
It was just so much fun to say. I didn't even think about what I was doing.
So what'd you do, like hang out with her all night?
Well, we just started off at the bar trying to talk, and that went all right, but it's loud in there, so we kind of gave up, but then we ended up just kind of making our way to the dance floor, and actually, it starts getting hazy because after that, it was just kind of a blur of dancing and Long Island iced teas, and then.
Do you think maybe the reason it felt like something you've never experienced before was because of those Long Island iced teas? It just felt everything felt great, and maybe it wasn't.
You know, I think it's possible. It's possible. I think some people say that different types of drinks get you different types of drunk, and this is a first for both for me, so I don't know what to compare it to.
Long Island iced teas are a love potion for him, is what it sounds like.
Yeah, I think so.
How did the night end with her?
So, okay, I kind of remember her asking me to walk her home, and I think I did, but...
I think?
You think?
There was definitely some conversation. I want to say she asked me, but it might have been me offering.
Who knows?
And I want to say that she said yes, but she might have said no.
Oh,
I don't even know at this point. But I think I remember us actually leaving to do that, but I don't remember reaching anywhere. I don't remember dropping her off or anything like that. All I really remember is being put into a cab.
By
and then
her?
I think so. Maybe not, though. I don't know.
I didn't ask. How drunk was she?
I mean, I thought that everybody was as drunk as I was, so, you know, I assumed that she was the same as me, but,
but who
you know,
knows?
Hopefully not, because I was in rough shape, it turned out.
So somebody put you in a cab, and that's the last thing you remember?
Yeah, someone put me in a cab. I got home safely, I know that.
Good thing you got home safely, because I think the whole point of you walking her home is to get her home safely, but that's cool.
I know. Well, it turns out she got home safely. I know that, because I've been in some limited communication with her.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Well, I texted her to follow up, and she's been icy, to say the least. Because, I would say, hey, I had a great time the other night, and then she'd just respond, I bet you did. And I don't know what she means by that because I think she remembers something that I don't. And,
or she's just being coy. Maybe she's just being like, oh, I bet you did because you met me.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's it because I've tried asking her if we can go out together again and she's been like pretty against it and pretty firm.
What do you mean by pretty against it?
Pretty firm.
She's not like, she's using a lot of, I don't think so and not this time, but she hasn't, she's also not saying a hard, like she's, I think she's, wants me to keep asking, so she keep finding different ways to put me down. You know,
when someone says I don't think so, I think that's the same as saying no.
Maybe I don't know. This could be different. Like I said, we had a great time up until maybe midnight. And then,
up until you don't remember anything.
Right after that, I'm not very confident.
Okay, but... well, we'll play a song, call her, and figure out what happened with the rest of your night and why she's not wanting to see you again.
She didn't say she doesn't want to see me again. She said, I don't think so. It's not the same thing.
All right. Well, we'll call her and find out right after this, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.